prices, Sunday best, Scousers Abroad.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going over now to an amazing place, which I actually love very much indeed. I've worked over there a lot of times, and I've covered the whole island. We're going to Cyprus, to a little village just outside Limassol. I'm going to talk to Angela Wright. Hello, Angela.
Hello, Pete.
Upset everybody. What's the weather like?
Sunny.
Right.
When the sun goes in at night, it's cold to us.
Yeah.
But it's sunny more than 300 days a year.
I've got to ask this before we even talk about you and everything. There's one thing, last time I was in Cyprus, that really annoyed me, and I've been quite a few times working. I used to work for Thompson's, so I did the whole island working for all the different resorts and the hotels. But what annoys me is the lovely motorways, there are always piles of rubbish seem to have been left there. Do you know about this?
When was this? Because I don't think we've got that anymore.
Ah, right. Well, it was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, well, I haven't noticed rubbish on the motorways recently. Maybe it was a rubbish collection day that you were there.
Well, it seems strange that you've got this broad open motorway with lots of parcels of rubbish. I mean, lots, hundreds, dotted down. So it's just amazing.
I've not seen it.
Right.
That's weird.
Right. So, Angela, where are you from originally?
I'm from in between Notiash and Elsewhon.
Right. And how long have you been in Cyprus?
I've lived here 33 years now.
Was it your choice?
Oh, yes, yes. It was an accidental choice.
Oh, go on. Tell us.
Well, I worked for an airline for 4 years,
right,
which was based in Jordan, and my contract was finishing. It was up for renewal, and I had 1 week left of holiday, and I couldn't go very far with that, so I came to Cyprus, and I met my husband on the second night.
Wow.
On a cruise of Limassol by night.
Wow, how romantic.
And that was just so accidental, because he was just helping his cousin out, who owned the boat.
So is he Cypriot?
Yes, he's from Paphos, which is about an hour away from here.
And was it love at first sight?
Well, not really, because I couldn't speak much English.
Right.
It was my flatmate, actually, who was with me, who liked him.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we ended up, but we ended up together by the end of the holiday. I liked him, but he didn't speak very much English. He kept on saying yes to me all the time.
Really? We won't go down that road.
Oh, no. No, I was a good girl that night.
Tell me, was it a difficult thing to settle down there, or were you ready for it after working from Jordan?
I think, it was a step up from Jordan, culturally.
Yeah.
But I think I was sick of living out of a suitcase. I think I was ready to settle by that time.
Yeah.
But it was difficult because everything's slow.
Yeah.
You know, you must know from being in Cyprus that it's, tomorrow. And being English, you're used to everything being done when they say it's going to be done.
Lovely people.
Oh, yeah, lovely people.
Adorable.
I mean,
adorable.
I fell in love with the people.
Yeah. I did as well, very much so. Listen, let's leave Cyprus to one side for a minute. Let's talk about Jordan. What was that like as a place?
Oh, that was a culture shock.
Go on.
I mean, I've still got a lot of friends there from, over 30 years ago. And I flew with the airline in its golden years. So I would never fly now, the way they're cramped up in that galley. But in those days, we had a great time. We saw a lot of the world. And we're trained on about 6 different aircraft.
Wow.
So now I flew the jumbo mainly, but after 4 years, I was quite senior and I could, go where I liked, really.
It's interesting you say all that, Angela. You must be angry at the way the staff are treated and graft these days to the days when planes were the way you were.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we flew long hours at the beginning until the king intervened and had us have a rest in between going to New York, for example. We stayed in Vienna or Amsterdam, whereas before that, it was only the cockpit crew got off. But I was on one of those, I won't mention the airline, and I just had to go up to them and say, I was sorry, I felt for them. They were, in between service, which is all the time, they have to be, they're squashed in that galley at the back.
Yeah, yeah.
They haven't got leg room.
Yeah.
No, I'd never, I wouldn't like to do it now. But we have about over 100 members of the airline group that I was with, and we still stay in touch.
That's good.
And we had a reunion. Last one was in 2010. Oh, it was fantastic. We all went to a man. We stayed in a tent for the night in Wadi Rum.
Wow.
And two of the girls brought their kids with them. Well, older kids, you know, yeah, like in their 20s.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only ones who complained in the desert with the kids.
Wow.
And there's us old buggers, you know, enjoying it.
Now, tell me, working from Jordan, how many times were you chatted up by a prince?
And I wasn't chatted up by Prince, but I did fly the royal family, and especially King Abdullah was studying in the States at the time. And he was a kid on the, you know, teenager coming back from New York. And the overhead rack was full of McDonald's.
No, wow.
He used to bring it back with him.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah, and I flew a lot for the Prince, Hassan, but...
Did you live in Jordan itself, in the city, or where?
Yeah, in Amman, but I was hardly ever there.
Right, so that was your sort of base, yeah. So
how it was bearable.
So Cyprus, is it a little village you live in near Limassol?
Yes, but it's growing bigger. Limassol's sort of moving out towards me now.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you the name, but it's going to sound funny.
Go on.
Unless you speak Assumatos.
Assumatos.
Yeah.
Right. That's good. Right.
That's an empty village.
I'm doing this interview with you in Cyprus. I'm talking to Angela Wright, and all I can talk about, all I can think about, this is killing me, it's killing me, is the way they cook lamb in those ovens that they block up and then open. That's all I've got in my head, Angela.
Kleftico.
Oh, it drives me mad.
You know where that comes from?
No, go
on. Why they cook it that way?
No, go on.
When the, you know, the people who used to be, they were escaping like gorillas in the mountains.
Yeah.
They used to, so that nobody could smell them cooking up there, they used to pack it into the mud and cover it with a turf, and that's where that came from.
Well. Out of that has come the most amazing way to cook lamb.
Yeah.
That's incredible. I have some friends who are Cypriots who lived in Nicosia who were wealthy or are wealthy still, but they were there when the war and the war was with Turkey was happening, and they lost £1 million when that war was drawn.
All the property. Yeah. My husband was actually... Yeah, you know, the funny story is, I joined the Air Force when I was 17, and I was based at one time in Uxbridge.
Right.
Now, that was 1974, and all the refugees were shipped out to Uxbridge, and we had to look after them. Little did I know that my future husband was 3,000 miles away fighting, well, defending himself against the Turks in Nicosia.
Wow.
Isn't that weird how I ended up with him?
That's incredible. Has it ever changed? Is there any likelihood of it coming back?
There's no problem with the Turkish Cypriots. You know, you can go backwards and forwards. They're all friendly. The problem is the Turkish occupying troops. So there will never be a solution while they still occupy 33% of the island.
Right. I went.
It's so lovely.
Yeah. I went recently to Nicosia, and they've kept their home in Nicosia. And they are incredibly wealthy people, but they've kept their home in Nicosia. But you look from their kitchen across to what they used to own. That would absolutely kill me, Angela.
Yeah. It's like a status quo now. It's, you know, it's gone on too long.
Yeah, it's incredible. Now tell me, your village. Tell me about your home. Are you, if you look out the window now, are you looking at olive groves or mountains or what?
No, we built our house in an orange and grapefruit orchard. So it was originally an orchard. We still have a lot of the orange trees and grapefruit trees. So we built there, and we didn't even have a neighbour for about 300 metres.
Wow.
So it was nice. One side, Akrotiri Air Base is near to us.
Yeah.
I mean, you can hear the planes going off, but we can't see anything. I'm the last house before the what they call a forest starts.
Right. Incredible.
Is
it a big house?
Well, it's four bedrooms, mm-hmm. and it's just like one level.
I
suppose it is. Yeah, I suppose it is. And it's big when it comes to cleaning it.
How do you cope with the heat in the summer?
Oh, we've all got air conditioning. Couldn't cope without the air conditioning. I can't believe it, but 30 years ago, we didn't have air conditioning.
Really?
And I'm thinking, how did I manage?
Yeah.
In those days, but no, everyone's got... It is very hot and humid, especially July, August.
Yeah. Do you have any wild animals in Cyprus? I've never asked that before.
There's only the mouflon, which is the one that used to be on Cyprus Airways' tail. That's the mouflon, it's called. That's the only wild animal.
What is it?
It's up in the mountains. It's like a deer.
Ah, right. Oh, it's not violent then?
No. Not that I know of.
Right. Do you still work?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Well, to be honest, I don't want to give up work.
No, I agree with you. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I'd go nuts if I was a housewife.
Was it a big culture shock to change? I know you'd been in Jordan, but a culture shock to enjoy just the village without telly and just relax and drinking wine? And was it a different... Or is that not
telly.
It?
We have telly.
No, you have telly now, but I'm talking about when you first started.
30-odd years ago. No, we had all the modern appliances.
Yeah.
But it was difficult for the kids because they'd complain that they were too far away from Limassol, to go out. Because everybody needs a car here, really.
Absolutely. I mean, I could never have survived without a car working for Thompson's going all over the place. What's the government? What's the politics like there?
Well, at the moment, we are in the middle of an election, a general election, and it's right-wing government, and I think he's going to get back in on Sunday when they have the final one. I'm not really political, but my husband and kids are talking about it all the time.
Do you travel, living in Cyprus, do you travel around the island or do you tend to stay in one place?
Most of the time, in the summer, I have to just travel around a bit because I work for a school, an English language school, and I deal mainly, I'm the operations manager for the international part of it. So we bring kids from abroad, teach them English, have a full activity program for them, excursions, etc. So I have to travel to look after the Larnaca camp.
Right. So are your children Cypriots?
Yeah, well, they're half and half.
Yeah. Do they come back to England?
I used to go back a lot when the kids were little, but as they grew older, it got more and more expensive because I've got four.
Right.
Four kids. I used to go every year for about, sometimes I'd stay there for 6 weeks at the beginning, but not so often now.
No, I was just going to say, how old are the children?
The eldest is 30 and the youngest is almost 17.
Oh, so you got all grown up then?
Yeah, three of them, definitely. The three of them went to university in the UK, so I used to go to whatever they were studying. And I've got one more to get through. That's why I can't finish work. I've got one more to send to university.
What a lovely mum you are. What a proper family lady. I like that. So what was the last time you came back to England, to Liverpool?
Oh, I can't remember.
Roughly. How many years?
About three or four years ago.
So you've seen some of the changes then?
Yes, Liverpool won.
Yeah, I see. You've seen the changes.
That's fantastic. Downtown's completely changed.
Yeah.
I haven't seen much of a change in the area where my mother lives. Everything seems the same, except for shops. Come up and go down all the time. Different shops. They're just changing hands. But, yeah, Liverpool downtown looks really nice.
Apart from your friends and family, what do you miss most about England still?
Well, the old cliché, the sense of humour. The sense of humour definitely in Liverpool. Spontaneous humour. You know, somebody can have you can have a good old belly laugh just at what somebody says.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really miss that. And of course I miss my brother who put me up to this. and his family, and my mother and brother are there as well. But I keep in touch with Liverpool. I belong to about 5 or 6 groups on, you know, on Facebook. There's Mersey Memories, there's my old school, Scousers, Liverpool Memories, lots of them.
It's interesting you say that, when you think of it, that it's so changed, hasn't it, Angela? So changed.
Yeah.
Because when you went over years ago, you would go outside, try and find a phone box and then queue and stand there with a load of change.
I know. I mean, even mobile phones.
Yeah.
But, and the amount, when my first child went to university, the phone bill was terrible.
Yeah.
And now when you've got Skype, the internet's the best thing since sliced bread for me.
Yeah.
You know, to keep in touch with people.
What's the downside of living in Cyprus? If any.
To be honest, I can't think of one.
That's nice. Has the cost of living gone up since you've been there 30 years?
Yeah, it has, yeah. But it's not that bad. I mean, I am not an expert on it, but it's not as bad as you would think.
Right.
I mean, we had a tough time when they had that haircut, if you remember that, when all the depositors' money was taken.
Oh, yes. God. Yeah, that must have been really fascinating. Yeah.
Oh, it was horrible. I mean, the banks were closed for about 5 working days. Nobody knew what was going on. And in the end, you find out that the Cypriot depositors had bailed out a Greek bank. And they just let it, I mean, the Cypriots are so nice. If it had been any other country, they would have been out in the streets.
Yeah.
Here they just took it, you know. Okay, they complain amongst themselves, but they don't rebel. They're not rebellious people.
Interesting.
It was a shame.
Are there many British people living out there? I know there's forces out there, but are there many British living there?
Oh, there's lots, yeah. It's a big expat community. I mean, there's even an old school friend of mine who lives in Paphos.
Wow.
I didn't know until we found each other on the school page. And we used to have a group of us, used to meet up when the kids were little. But now when we're working such long hours, we don't get together as much. I've got one mate who's from Liverpool and she's always going backwards and forwards. She misses it like hell.
Yeah.
In fact, she's a Marks and Spencer's fanatic.
Oh, right.
Hate going shopping with her. She checks all the seams and everything when you're shopping with her. I'm ashamed.
I love that.
And I'm sure Marks and Sparks in Liverpool run, the staff run when they see her coming.
Right.
She's terrible.
Listen, you've got to have a word with her. Get her on my show. You've got to get her on the show. Please.
Oh, no, we'll have to give you a number.
Oh, you must do that. I've got to talk to her about that. And I'll get one of the...
She's a great animal lover as well. And I'm not just talking about normal animals like dogs and cats.
Yeah.
Chickens. She has chickens.
Right.
And if one of them dies, she's in tears.
No, I can understand. I have listeners like that, though, that they'd rather have friends of animals than human beings.
That's true. I've got a few friends like that.
Right.
But do you know what she did to me? Do you know what she did to me once?
Yeah.
In the middle of summer, she had to go away to Liverpool for about 4 weeks.
And she brought what?
She dumped a box of chickens on our back balcony.
Oh,
well, I'm scared of them because one of her roosters attacked me once.
Right.
Pecked me on the back and I'm scared of them. So I said to my husband, you're looking after them. I'm not looking after any chickens. Anyway, they all died one by one.
What?
I don't know what from.
What did she do?
I just
No, what did she do?
I don't know. Maybe they were all sick when they arrived. Oh, they all died.
Tell me.
And then once...
Go on, go on.
Once my husband got some chickens and I went mad as well, where a fox got them.
Right.
We were coming home from work one night and there's chicken after chicken dead with all its feathers everywhere.
God.
Secretly, it was made up.
Now, moving on quick. Tell me, what about jobs over there? Is there a lot of work or not?
No, there's a very high percentage of graduates over here and there's not enough work for them.
Right.
So nobody's really doing what they wanted to do.
Yeah,
I don't know what the percentage is, but it's not good. And it's been like that for quite a while, since that haircut business.
Yeah.
But this government are promising more employment, so we'll see how that goes.
Are there many forces still there, or have they gone?
The forces?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they've got their two bases.
They've still got the bases.
Yeah. They've got Akatiri, and I'm not sure about Episcopi, whether that's been downsized, and Decalia.
No. Interesting. Well, you're a fascinating lady. You've taken me back so many memories. I've got a story which I can't tell you on here about my trip to Cyprus, the last one. It was hysterical, but I can't tell you on here.
Oh, shame. Would I like to hear that?
Let's have some name checks. So, mum, brothers, everybody, and friends. Go on.
Yeah, it's my brother Paul, his wife Kathy, and all their kids. All my nieces, nephews, nieces and nephews, and my mum Maureen and brother Alan, and all the friends I'm in touch on Facebook with.
That's fantastic. Well, you've been really lovely and it's been great talking to you. Promise me you'll get in touch with that neighbour with the chickens.
I will. I can text you a number.
Angela writes...
What do I do? Do I email you?
If you can email to my producer, that would be great. But you better tell her we're going to do it.
Yeah, well, Paul didn't tell me until after he'd arranged
it. Oh, didn't he? Oh, well, that's all right then. Well, don't tell her. We'll surprise her. Angela Wright, okay. It's been lovely talking to you. Thank you so much.
And same to you. Lovely speaking to you, too.